From the outset of this administration, we've been clear about our expectations for this budget. From my State of the State address forward, we said that Hoosiers expect to have an honestly balanced budget that holds the line on spending, that funds our priorities, that protects our fiscal strength, and I've strongly advocated for providing tax relief for working families, small businesses, and family farms by reducing the personal income tax rate in Indiana. Let me say the budget announced today by Senate leadership, I believe, provides a framework for achieving all these objectives, and I welcome it. I'm grateful for the good faith negotiations that have brought us to this point in the process. But I want to acknowledge that we are in the midst of a process, and we are in the midst of discussions. And I look forward to more good faith negotiations and a constructive dialogue with leaders of the House and the Senate as we move forward. Let me say, in particular, I think this latest version of the budget is a good start. I'm pleased that this budget includes permanent income tax relief for every Hoosier. I'm also pleased to see the inheritance tax phase out more quickly. Now that as we enter the final phase of this year's session of the General Assembly, I believe that we are getting on the same page. But let me be clear. There are still details and differences about levels of spending and priorities. And as we go through this process, we'll continue to welcome constructive discussion with leadership and membership of the Indiana General Assembly as we work toward creating a kind of budget that will meet the needs of our state government, that will promote economic growth in the Hoosier state, and will be a win for all the people of Indiana. And let me say lastly, I remain confident. I remain confident that we will continue to come together. I believe the latest version of this budget does a signal that there is a pathway to creating a successful budget that will meet our administration's objectives. And I look forward to continuing our conversations with Senate President Pro Tem Dave Long, with Speaker Brian Bosma, with the fiscal leadership of both houses in the weeks ahead.